In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary, and with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do, without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
Time is it? Time for another fanshmabulous episode of
The Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
You've got me, Mr. Magnanimous. Love everybody.
Sure. So, you want to get high and listen to some record?
Jeff Lutz.
I'm not nice. Oh, please. I think you're on a mission to damage my credibility.
You're really a broken toy, aren't you?
And Jason Duda. For today, anyway.
I'm confused. I don't even remember, but I must have found it funny.
Hey, that figures, you know?
Yeah, sure does.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Your visit is always discreet.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH Radio. We're joined today by Jason Duda. He's in his chair of comfort. Jeff's in his favorite chair.
No, that'd be my favorite chair. I'm about to take that. I'm about to take that chair from you.
Are you? And how do you manage on doing that?
I get here
seriously
before you every day.
Well, you never sit there when it's just you.
Right. So I'm saying, like,
may I ask why?
I don't know. I feel like you'd be bothered. I know you so well. You'd be...
I'd be bothered?
You'd be like, no, don't sit there.
Well, I do like having... I do prefer that you sit there. You're right in my line of vision.
I know, and that's why.
And I like to look at people when I rip them apart.
Well, start that, and then we'll worry about where you're looking.
Everybody what? Good today? I don't know
he
what that...
Obviously
apart.
Not. I mean, he must have took his... jackass pills this morning.
What are you
morning.
Talking about?
Well, look at you already. I'm taking the chair. You couldn't take
no,
the
I
chair.
I said I'm thinking about
and
it.
And if I wanted it, and you came, we're sitting here, and I wanted to sit in the chair, I would end up in the chair.
How?
I would remove you from the chair.
Oh, please. That's hilarious. Please.
Not in my house. I'm not going to have a brawl.
That is funny.
Trust me, it's not going to take long.
Trust me, it's not.
It's not going to take
it's
long at
gonna
all.
It's not going to take long at all. Trust
listen
me.
Listen to you.
What? I'm the jackass? You're talking about beating me up?
Well,
you couldn't
listen,
handle me, old man.
I watch Duda, and I watch you, and right. I watch me.
And he can't move.
None of us are capable of doing a whole lot of damage.
Oh, yeah. If yeah.
Stand up for me.
I can't right now.
Who do you think is physically stronger between me and Jason Duda? Really? Oh,
God. Well, if you did an arm wrestling match, he'd win.
I don't think so.
How many push-ups could you do right now?
Zero?
Okay, yeah, I win.
How many did you do?
Well, I could do at least three.
Maybe four.
Let's see a arm wrestling match right now.
No, I'd rather not.
Well, that indicates
that's
that you...
That's a charity event. I don't give that away for free, and especially when people aren't watching, because I want people to see me humiliate him.
Sounds like you don't have any faith at all.
Zero.
It's not what I said.
No chance.
It's not at all what I said.
Keep talking. That's all you got right now. They're a tough guy.
869-1240. That
same
is the IHOP hotline.
Same to you. That's what
same
you come back
you.
With?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm rubber, you're glue. That's what I'm.
Definitely didn't play.
Come on. You guys need to get along.
I think we're doing fine
with
over
any
here.
Any physicality.
Yeah, let's.
Oh, you did. Hey, Eric Lyzon, can you please go fight for me? Or whoever it was.
Yeah.
Well, I don't remember. I don't
know who the enforcer was in your prime, but...
It wasn't Lies.
I know, but
I played
just,
against Lies.
I was just using a name,
was
but
the
you
guy?
Get it.
I used to pop him in the back of the head in scrums. He used to hate me.
Was Weingarner the guy?
No, not at that time. Winey wasn't like an enforcer, though.
Well, but he was a...
Derek Parker. Derek Parker was one when I was there. He had 50 fights in 1 year. That's a lot.
And how was he off the ice? How was he...
He's the greatest guy... Softest spoken, just a big teddy bear.
Huh.
But you get him on the ice, all he wanted to do is fight. 50, think about that. 50 fights in one hockey season.
That's crazy.
Well, he must have had a lot of steam to blow.
He played like 64 games that year.
It's a lot of fights.
It's crazy. Here's what we have for you on the show today. Jay Miller, the outgoing now president of the Wichita Wind Surge, announced his retirement today. He'll be headed up back to Texas. We hope to see him here occasionally as an advisor and somebody who the Wind Surge leans on to some degree. I will forever associate Jay Miller and Lou Schweckheimer with this franchise.
Of course.
Wouldn't happen without especially Lou, but also Jay.
Yeah, absolutely. He was very instrumental in its foundation and its first year, even though he had left... Initially, came back, thankfully, got the organization sold, got it to
well, they were headed down a bad road.
Higher attendance.
Jay steered them back onto the right path.
He sure did. Hopefully they...
In a much more succinct manner than Jeff.
But you don't...
Jeff was off on some...
But what was the bad road? You didn't say anything about that.
You were off
so we're supposed to trust you that they were on a bad road?
We. Dude understood what
want,
I said
Or do you
completely.
Want details of that?
I'd like details, because I don't know.
So we got a different ownership group. We got attendance up, and now he's departing. He's accomplished his mission.
Jeff will forever associate the old ownership with the guy yelling at him after the season for the music.
Yeah, that was a jerk move, and that was a jerk human being. But what are you going to do? I'm not the only one who thinks so.
No, I was pretty upset about that too, but now I laugh at it.
Well, it's just...
It all turned out fine.
Yeah, I'm now an official scorer. Everybody's happy.
I wonder if you'll still get that gig.
That's Tim Grubb, so yes.
Tim Grubbsy, as we call him.
Yeah.
Good guy.
Grubbsy might change his mind.
Now, if Grubbsy ever left, then we might have a battle on our hands.
Well, do you know the new GM?
Not really.
Not met him?
I don't believe I have.
Chris Grill for Jason Duda. We did this today. The head boys coach at Mays High School.
That's right.
Boys basketball coach will join us at 2:45. So you can be in your element when you ask, who are your good players this year? And where do you go to eat?
There you go. Your two questions.
You'll be right in your wheelhouse.
Hey, I only got two. Those are the same ones. Away we go.
Have you thought about working on a third question?
Nope. No point. Not here long enough.
It'd be cool.
I come in. I'm the long reliever, and I have two questions for every guest. That's it. And if I don't feel like I can ask one, I pass it.
What a life.
It'd be cool if you just crafted it out.
Not really. I don't know if does it count. What I'm getting?
I don't know what you're getting.
Well, it don't count. It's appreciated, but
we got this new cat.
Wait a minute, picks coming up.
Okay,
hour number two. Duda's taken a good lead. He had a great week, and he's taken back the lead.
It's insurmountable. Insurmountable. Figure it out, you guys.
What's what about your cat?
We got this new cat who doesn't really seem to have much of a brain. He likes to eat. He gets in other people's stuff. When people are, eating, he wants to be a part of it. And yesterday I figured it out. He's the Jason Duda of cats.
I was thinking it was you.
No.
Likes to eat. Likes to get in everybody else's business.
No, he's not very smart. He's not smart at all.
Well, now, wait a minute. He's charming. Why are you throwing that out there?
He's charming, but no real intelligence to speak of.
Really? Man, you got your tough boy pants on today, don't you?
What do you mean?
I love it. It's about time. It's taken you 7 years, but you finally found him. Good for you.
See, look, he's tweaked. I love it.
Honestly proud of him right now.
He is tweaked.
Tweaked.
Oh, my goodness.
I love
goodness.
It. You've never seen me tweaked.
Well, are you keeping this cat?
Yeah, it's tough. It's a tough situation.
Has it been indoctrinated into the rest of the cat?
It's been out there, but the cats are still not quite warmed up to him because he's just all over the place. I've never seen him sleep. Like, what do you do? He's nuts, but he'll settle down, hopefully, and then everyone, I don't know, we'll get along.
Well, I mean, I thought this cat was going to go up with your daughter, Erin.
Well, great, but he's still got to be with us.
Can they have cats in the dorm?
He's not going to a dorm. That's just never going to happen.
Well, it could be the dorm cat.
No. No, sir. That's not happening.
Sounds like it's kind of meant for that, doesn't it?
No. Can't have a cat in the dorm.
Terrible idea. Just a terrible idea.
Why don't you play along?
No, because we've talked about this before, and that's the side I was on. So I'm not flopping right now.
And your daughter's going to a dorm soon.
Yeah?
Has she made that decision yet?
No, they don't get to pick their dorms till next month. There's a
and
whole
you don't
process.
Always get the dorm you pick.
No, there's a whole process. They said you got to go on at, it was last Monday at 3 o'clock, and you had to register for your dorms. But you don't get to pick your dorms, and it goes by when you got in and then it down the ladder. So hopefully she gets to be one of the ones that pick first because she got it done at 3:07. So we'll see what happens.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
They did say last year that in the first 24 hours, they had 1,700 kids sign up. So I don't know. We won't find out until.
And you'll both have daughters at Kansas State University.
Something to bond over while we arm wrestle.
Oh, jeez. what's got into them today?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
Something.
Just don't understand what you mean.
What'd you have for lunch?
Shrimp fried rice.
Where from?
In the store. Just a little container you get warming up and you're good to go.
Huh.
It's all right.
I thought maybe they ate something weird at lunch.
It's worth the $4 it costs, so it's all good.
Fantastic.
We went to David's for dinner last night.
Did you? How was it?
Not good.
More expensive than I'd like it to be.
It is a little bit.
Portions need to be a little bigger.
Really? See,
they're fine. I mean, listen, it was really good. I'll go back for sure.
I just
like for the tacos and the enchiladas to be a tad bigger.
their burritos. I get Saturdays is my stop there on my way back from work, and I get the breakfast burritos. They're huge.
How many you get?
You just get one.
Okay.
You know, I don't.
What about for the rest of the family?
I'm not worried about the rest of the family. They can when they wake up, they can make breakfast.
Oh my God!
I pick one up.
That's just an awful.
I pick one up for Dia, and I pick one up for myself. The kids, they're going to sleep till noon on Saturday.
Well, they'd like to warm it up.
Yeah, they'd like to wake up to a little burrito.
They don't like the burritos.
Oh well,
why not a burrito?
Lead with that.
See?
Well,
see what I'm saying?
I'm getting there. Like, if you'd give me time, I could have explained what happens. But you guys got to jump right in, and, well, you're just, why would you do that? That's what you guys do.
Well, the first thing would have been, well, they don't like them.
So I just sit here, let you guys rant, then bring it up, and then you get all
They sleep till noon. They're watching TV. Yeah. They already ate last night.
Absolutely.
And they don't like them, which is, that's fourth and
makes
that
it easy.
Seems to be what we go with right out of the chute, but.
Why would we do that? That's no fun.
We liked it. We liked it.
It's no fun. See, look, I got you guys tweaked, and I didn't have to do anything.
You've never seen me tweaked.
Yeah, we have.
We got the chips and salsa, and the salsa is really good. So, and the chips, I mean, but the salsa has a little bite to it, and I liked it.
Well, good. See, you can go back now.
I wasn't expecting that.
Is it a sit-down place, or you?
No, we got it to
carry
go.
Out.
You can go in, or you can pick.
We
it
went
up.
Through the drive-thru and picked it up.
Huh.
It's a good little spot. We like it.
Do you have to pay for chips and salsa?
I don't
well,
never
sure
have it.
You do.
I only get the breakfast. Burrito.
Not at most Mexican places. You don't. What do you mean? Sure, you do.
Well, if you're picking
you get it
up,
to go.
Yeah, that's a dumb move.
No. What have we talked about on this show? Innumerable times.
That you don't like the experience of eating out.
And also, if you're trying to nickel and dime me, what is my response?
I'm a sucker and I'll pay for anything.
I got plenty of money.
I'm a sucker and I'll pay for anything.
I got plenty of money.
That's the message that right. I think everyone's received. Oh, one estimate on any party you want to fix of my house, I'll pay it.
What do you say?
No,
I don't know, something about
someone just telling me I need to fix this, I'll do it. What's it cost? I'll pay it. Sucker is what you are.
I don't know, are you?
Not for stuff like that.
So he's
but
not.
But if I have to pay for chips and salsa, I can probably handle it.
Yeah, we can all handle it, but why?
Because you didn't want to go in. So
yeah, because
he's lame. Just say it.
I wanted to bring home dinner for my wife.
Oh, that's awesome.
No, tell us how lame it is.
No, that's lame, but that's
tell
okay.
Tell us how lame it is that I want to go get dinner for my wife.
Extremely.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
How so?
Hey, what if my wife wants to go out to dinner?
She didn't. She okay, just had cataract surgery. Now, keep going.
We still eat.
Yeah, Duda, at home.
Have you ever seen a bigger idiot
I
than
told
this
you
guy?
That. I told you that 6 seconds into the show today.
So I want to go get dinner for my wife.
Sweet.
Who's had cataract surgery, but, well, you should have gone and you wouldn't have had to pay for the chips and salsa. Can you believe that?
From him, yeah, absolutely.
Just saying.
I mean, I pick it up all the time. I'm not going in for chips and salsa.
Yeah, that's weird.
I got chips and salsa at home.
I think it was
you do?
I think it was.
Absolutely.
I think it was $1.50. Boy, I wonder what I would have done with that money.
Well, it adds up, my friend.
We can't all be as cheap as you are.
Not cheap, but, you know, just
what?
Just handle it.
No, tell us how
just
you're not
it.
Cheap.
I don't need to tell you how I'm not cheap. Maybe I am cheap. None of your business.
You are cheap. I know you're cheap.
How?
You've been cheap forever.
How? How do you know? What do you mean I've been cheap forever? Oh, I had to buy you dinner when you were 9. Oh, you're cheap.
I mean, you come over here with your hand out all the time.
Yeah, sure. Well, why don't you give me something then?
Because I don't reward that kind of behavior.
What behavior do you reward, and I'll start doing that?
I may give due to something.
Absolutely.
Really? That's nice.
Well, because I don't ask for it.
Hey, here's our friend Ralph who's on hold. We asked for his call yesterday.
Didn't get it.
And I don't know what he's comfortable with us talking about or how much he wants to hide this identity. But, Ralph, hello. Welcome.
Well, thank you. I didn't know you called yesterday. I was actually in class. We'll talk a different day about what you might have called about yesterday. but I only have time to weigh in on one thing, and that is the major difference between Oklahoma Mexican restaurants and Kansas Mexican restaurants, and that is in Oklahoma, it is standard, not only are you getting chips and salsa, but you're getting chips and queso, and you're getting tacos in which to roll them up, and it makes all the difference in the world. So that's my thought of the day, but wow. Please call me again sometime. I'd love to talk.
Well, listen, Ralph, right. Give us a call next week so we can talk about what we want to talk about.
Okay. I'll be happy to. I'll probably call you Monday. Is that a good day?
That would be perfect.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
All right. We'll leave it to people's imagination. A lot of people know why we want to talk to Ralph.
Why?
We'll talk to you later. You don't, of course.
Don't what?
Feeding into Jeff's narrative earlier. You know what? What I've decided.
Oh, here's something.
Neither of you are very smart.
Here's what? Something I don't appreciate.
Oh, here we go.
Ron Baker's texted.
No, I always appreciate Ron Baker. Did he text me? No.
No.
So I got a text from our friend Benny Dick.
He's we love Benny.
League 42 coach, friend of the show, plays in our fantasy league. And he's in it. Well, I don't know if he's in
it
now.
He's not in it this year.
But he's in some fantasy league. And he asked me, who should I play? I made the playoffs in fantasy. Love or Stafford? And he sends a follow-up text, which just sickens me. Ask Bob and Jason also if you can. So go take it, guys. Have at it.
I'd play Stafford.
Stafford or Love?
I'd play Stafford.
I think everybody would play Stafford.
Oh, now he's jumping on Stafford.
It's funny that Benny has that because I have the same two quarterbacks in one of my leagues back home. I'm playing Love.
Why?
That's a bad decision.
Well, we'll see after tonight. It might be.
Well, no, we'll see right now. It's a bad decision.
And why is that a bad decision? Because Stafford played well the last game.
Stafford has a better more passer. Weapons. He's a better passer. He plays in a better climate. I don't even know where's Green Bay play this week.
I think they're in Chicago. No, they're not. That's Minnesota. I'm not sure where they're at.
Well, don't we pick the? You look that up, Jeff.
I don't know.
Green Bay's at Seattle. Should be fine.
Not a great environment. Where does the
what
other
he's
guys?
Used to? Yeah, it is.
Where do the Rams play?
They play tonight in San Francisco.
They'll rip them apart. I'd play Stafford. You'd play Love. We'll see who comes out ahead.
There you go.
We have two for Stafford, one for Love. So there, Benny.
Yeah, but
do what
Benny,
you got to do,
Benny. Figure out who you're listening to. And who the two guys are that pick Stafford.
Oh, and
all
I got
I'm saying, Benny.
And I got these other texts, too, from...
Stafford, fifth in the NFL in passing yardage. And Love, 19th.
Yeah, well, he missed some games, too.
Misty, are you good?
21 touchdowns for Love. 19 for Stafford.
And Love missed some games.
11 interceptions for Love. 7 for Stafford. I'd go with Stafford.
Got these texts from a guy named Brad. I'm not even going to pretend like he's somebody.
Why are people texting you?
I don't know.
Do you put your number out there?
No, it's a Facebook message.
Do you put stuff out there and say, please text me?
But he sent me that he bet whatever on whatever and went with Jason's picks, Rams to cover, Vikings to cover, Chargers to cover. And he won $60. You could tell dudes he won me $60 this weekend.
You're welcome.
I said, nice, well done. He said, no, well done to Duda.
There you go.
I think he kind of knows the NFL, man.
Man, we got some smart listeners out there.
We got some dummies.
Oh, now we're insulting a listener.
Yeah. Line them up, I'll insult him. You think I'm afraid?
Because you're mad. You're jealous is the problem.
Let's take a break.
We got to take a break because we're just going
to
get into
listening
this.
To this.
I'm not.
We'll come back and talk with Jay Miller, who's leaving us after 42 years in professional baseball. Jay Miller from the Wind Surge next.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary, and with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
All right, we are back. Here's Jay Miller. He is retiring after 42 years in the game of baseball. I view that as a dream life, a dream career. I'll bet Jay feels the same way. Hello, Jay. How are you?
Good, Bob. How are you? And you're exactly right. I do.
Yeah, we're doing well. And it was made official today. You are retiring in early January, headed back to your native state of Texas. Tell us a little bit about the decision. You've got the wind surge. You and your associates have the wind surge on a very strong path, in my opinion. Why now, Jay?
Well, first of all, it was, you know, I really wanted to come back. Everybody knew that when I left and knew the circumstances and get the opportunity to come back and, you know, do was that what I was able to do for 2 years. It's such a blessing. But when it came down to it, that last Saturday game when we had 9,000 people here and I really wanted to sell that sucker out, and we did, my family all came in and surprised me. They all flew in, grandkids, kids, everybody. And my 13-year-old daughter said, "Papa, I saw you once last year. It's time to come home." And, you know, with my wife's, you know, health and what have you, and family and time, you know, that's pretty much all we got. And time, I'll be 66 in February, and so I just looked at it as 42 years is a pretty good run, and it's time.
Yeah, obviously you're doing this for the right reasons, of course, but, you know, when you came back, it's like, okay, thank goodness Jay's back. He's going to stabilize this. And now when you leave, it's been stabilized. But what assurances do you have that it continues on its current path? What makes you feel good about the future of the Wind Surge?
Well, you know, I think everybody knows the right way to do it, and it's all about taking care of the fans. And I don't think that was happening before the last couple of years. And the people that we've put in place now realize that it's all about the fans. And we got some really great people that are born and raised here helping with the team now, and April and Billy Houle. And I think Matt Hamilton's been a good addition as the GM. But I think hiring some local people and getting this thing going the right direction for the last 2 years is setting us up to be in a good position moving forward. And you guys are not done with me. I'll still come in and see y'all and enjoy a game. And you know, I love Wichita, and I love coming back here. So I'll be back to see y'all.
Yeah, we need you to make sure we got that Sprite in the refrigerator.
You know, the little things are what make this place special, whether it's putting Sprite in the refrigerator for Mr. Jeff or making sure the gates are open at 5 o'clock with one of those $5 beers. You got to do those things right.
No doubt.
Jay, obviously, well, I'm going to make this easier on you. We'll put Wichita aside because we know you've done great things here. But over your career, where are some of your favorite spots and some of the things that you've accomplished?
You know, I've been able to be a part of 5 stadiums opening for the first time, and I don't know how many people have done that, so I feel real proud about that. And Round Rock, when it opened in 2000, and we won the championship, and it was such a magical year. And then when we went AAA 4 years later, we drew 700,000 people there, which basically is averaging 10,000 a game. And then going back to the Rangers in those 2 years when we went to the World Series, when I got hired back by Nolan Ryan, and was there 5 years, and then Wichita. All those three spots, Round Rock, Texas, and Wichita have been my three favorites. And I've made such great friends in all three of those cities that last a lifetime. But there's so many great memories, and being at the winter meetings Monday and Tuesday and running into Bruce Bochy and some of the other people I ran into and talked to. It just is amazing to me that 42 years has flown by, but it has. And I used to go to the meetings and say, man, I want to be like that guy. You know, I want to have a career like that guy. And now I'm the old guy. It's time for the old guy to shut it down. But the memories of baseball, I just feel so blessed to be able to have done what I love to do for 42 years.
Jay Miller is with us. He's leaving as president of the Wichita Wind Surge. So I saw, Jay, I'm even older than you are. My God, I can't even fathom it, but here
really?
We are.
There's somebody older than me.
Poor Jay.
And I saw a comment. I don't know if you saw the comment made by David Letterman the other day about retirement and how he couldn't even fathom it, and that we're put on the earth to produce and make things happen. And you strike me, and I'm not going to pretend like I know you really well, but you strike me as somebody who would kind of fall under that category, as someone who wants to continue to make your presence felt. So when we say retirement, how do you envision your retirement?
Well, you know, Bob, all I can say is you're a pretty good read of people, because even my wife said that to me. There's no way you're going to be able to sit at home. And, you know, I'll probably do some consulting with some teams maybe. And but the other thing, I went and spoke at Texas A&M like a month ago, and they asked me to come, and I thought I was just talking to a class. Well, it was 500 students, and it was sports management undergrad and grad students, and there were two keynote speakers, and I was one of them, and it was an hour long, and I didn't even realize. I'm just glad I prepared. But when I walked off the stage, the dean said to me, "So in the fall of 2025, we want you to come teach here, and you know, 2-3 classes a week, 2 hours each class, and please tell us you'll do it because you need to give back to these kids that are trying to do what you've done." And that sounded very interesting. So I'll probably be doing a little teaching. I may be doing some consulting for teams. I got asked at the winter meetings from some teams I've worked with in the past about that. But you're right. I'm not the guy that's going to sit back and just retire. But I want to enjoy my, you know, family and my grandkids and have a little more time. In 42 years, I think I told you the other day, I've missed 5 home games. And that's just, to me, you're a freak. Who does that? You know, but the games are where I got all my enjoyment.
I get that. Forget what I was going to ask you now. I hate when that happens. Somebody else talks. I got you, Jay. We talked about the future of the wind surge. What about minor league baseball, a place where you've spent, you know, most of those 42 years? We know it's, you know, run by Major League Baseball. Diamond Sports Holdings is continuing to buy teams. Are those two entities that you feel good about?
Oh, I feel very good about both of them, and especially Diamond. I mean, they're obviously they hired me and gave me a second chance to come back here, and we were the 12th team they purchased at the time, and now they have 41. But the leadership at Diamond with Pat Battle and with Peter Freund, those guys are, I mean, their careers, you just read their bios, they're unbelievable. And they care about the game. They love the game. They want it to be affordable. I just feel like it's the only thing that I'm a little, I still remember when Nolan Ryan signed in 1981 for $1 million. And I thought, man, that's crazy. And then to be at the winter meetings and see Soto sign for $765 million for 15 years. I mean, I just shake my head. That's the part I really, it's tough to understand all that.
Well, that's almost what we make doing this show, so it's okay. Bob can share with you because he says he's got so much anyway. I got to ask you, Jay, because I do this. It's my favorite question I ask everybody. You were here for a couple years. Where was your favorite place to go eat, and what did you order?
Oh, my. I mean, you can just look at me and know that I got a lot of favorites.
Well, then you and I would have got along just fine.
But I guess I love to go to, if I wanted to go to a sports bar or something like that, I'd go to Dino's. Dino's East. If I wanted to go someplace and get a nicer meal, I'd go to Scotch and Sirloin. I like the Scotch and Sirloin, and both of those places had great service. But I don't know if there's many restaurants in this town that I haven't hit. They're all good.
Yep.
And the Monarch, which is close to your workplace, so I know you've been there a lot.
Oh, the Final Monarch. Moments. It's almost like I had a table at the Monarch. I was there so much.
Final moments here with Jay Miller, who's retiring, coming up here in January, and use that term retiring loosely. Jay, there's something to be written about the trials and tribulations of getting this stadium built here in Wichita, getting this franchise moved from New Orleans, having Lou Schweckheimer, who was the mastermind behind it all, get involved and then unfortunately pass away due to COVID. Your situation where you were here initially, then you were dispatched, made a decision not to have you around. And then fortunately you did come back and really help get this franchise on the right track. Just how many How many serendipitous moments had to happen for the wind surge to get to this point in time?
Well, I will tell you this. I'm not going to say names, but when the person who took over, and he told me that he was going to make some changes, I can tell you this now, but I didn't want to do it when I left. I told him, well, the first change is I'm walking out that door. I'm not going to work for you. But the second is I felt like I was always going to come back. I always felt like I was going to come back here. So if you'll remember, when I left, nobody even really knew it. And the people that knew me knew that I left for a reason, but there's just no point to burn a bridge. So I just left and felt like I was coming back. And when Peter called and said, we're buying that franchise, will you go back? And I said, man, you don't know how bad I want to go back and just finish what I started. And part of that was for Lou, too, because I loved Lou. And everybody that knew Lou knows exactly what I'm talking about. But this city and this franchise deserve nothing but the best as far as it's just such a great city and the support. And I always knew the support was there. And it showed up over the last 2 years. So with all the development that's happening around here, with the restaurants and the bars and the apartments and the hotel, it's going to do nothing but flourish moving forward. I really believe that, and I think everybody's going to be so proud of this franchise for years to come.
Well, we know you won't be a stranger. As you've said, you'll be back, and hopefully the wind surge and the people that are going to be running this show know what a resource they have in you. Thank you for all you've done to help get minor league baseball in a good place here in Wichita. It's really meaningful to me personally. I'm a huge baseball guy, and I thought there was a big hole when Wichita didn't have affiliated minor league baseball. Jay, thank you very much, and never hesitate to call or reach out, okay?
Well, I think the world of both you guys, and thank you for everything you've done for the youth of baseball here in Wichita, and part of our success is because of what you've done with the youth here. You're getting them excited about baseball, and it's just, like I said, it's a win-win for everybody. I'll miss you guys, but I promise I'll be back to see you.
Thanks, all right, Jay. Thank you.
You bet.
There's Jay Miller. Yeah, you bet. Chris Grill joins us, the head boys basketball coach at Mays High School. They got a big one coming up tomorrow night against their rival, Mays South. Coach Grill, hello, welcome to the show.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Before we get into your team at Mays, I wanted to ask you about your son, Caleb, who's off to a very good start at Missouri in his senior year, averaging over 15 points per game, shooting the lights out of it. Suffered an injury recently, a pretty difficult injury. It looks certainly pretty bad. How's he doing?
His recovery is going pretty good. He's starting to do some exercising now, and the range of motion is getting better, left and right, up and down is a little stiff, but I think he'll be back here pretty soon, and everything seems to be healing properly. So we're really excited for him, and he's real excited to get back in and get playing again.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah, so you got Mays South tomorrow night, which starts a pretty difficult stretch in your schedule. I mean, it's difficult for those other teams, too, because you're a quality team. But how big is tomorrow night, that obviously the in-town rival matchup? And then I know you're not looking ahead, but you got some really important games on the schedule coming up, too.
Yeah, everybody likes to make it a really big rivalry game, big matchup. A lot of people come out and watch and support it. And we try to take it one game at a time, obviously, and they're just another opponent on our schedule. And so we just try to do what we can to go out and execute the things we're supposed to execute and try to take away the things that they like to do. It does make for a great atmosphere, though. I'm not saying it doesn't. It makes for a great atmosphere. It's going to be packed. It'll be sold out, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and everybody will be excited to go play.
Coach, I got a little off-the-wall question for you here. Obviously important with the players and stuff, but how important are your managers that you have
Oh, brother.
That work with the team? Because I'm really curious on on if they do a good job, since my daughter is the manager there.
We have exceptional managers this year, and you get exceptional managers by great leadership. And so we've had a manager here, her name's Avery Duda, and she is a senior this year, and she is paving the way for my future managers. I have never had this many managers, and I think she has a lot to do with it. She's good at recruiting and good at making it a fun atmosphere for them.
Perfect.
And listen, we all love Avery, but we don't all love Jason. Thanks for that answer. Talking with Chris Grill, head boys coach.
I loved watching him play. He was a great hockey player.
He was. I didn't go to any games.
Yeah.
Talking with Chris Grill.
How do you cut him off on that? Like, come on,
I don't know. There's more important things to get to. I want to talk about your team. You've got an interesting roster. I know that when Braylon Maiavella came out for football, got healthy enough to play and was inserted into the quarterback position, the Eagles really took off under his talent and leadership. I know he's an exceptional basketball player, and you have some other guys too, but talk about him for a minute. What makes him as special as he is?
Well, I think he does an amazing job of always staying composed. You'll never see him get too rattled. I think he's almost always under control. So that's a huge thing when it comes to especially environments like we're going to play in tomorrow. He just is pretty low key, but he can go out there and he can go get, you know, 20 points pretty easily. And he's also good as a defender, and he has size and strength that makes him, sets him apart from a lot of kids in high school at his age.
Yeah, Duda and I went to the game last year against Northwest. It was a fantastic game. Northwest ended up on top in that one. How, as a coach, you've been doing this a long time, obviously. Is the best way to move on from those games, is it just time? Is there something else you think about? How do you grow from that, and how do you use that?
Yeah, I mean, I think we had a really good team that finished strong last year. I think there were some things that a few teams did to us that they exploited some of our weaknesses. So yeah, I mean, in the off season, and you know, I guess you call this the preseason before Christmas. I mean, you really try to start focusing in on some of those things and working on them and making sure that, you know, if you get beat again at the end, it's not for the same reasons that you got beat the year before, especially if you return a lot of players like we have. Those are things that we focus in on and we try to get better at and make sure that it's something we incorporate in our practices. Even if we're not playing a team that week that may do those things to us, but we know we're going to get to some point in the future. We just kind of keep going over a few of those things and then just try to get better. And so that way we are ready for it when it hits us again and give ourselves the best opportunity to win.
Coach, you mentioned that you had a lot of guys coming back. Who are some of the guys that you're really looking forward to this year to help lead your team?
Well, in addition to Braden's a junior this year, so we get him for another year. But we have a senior in Alan Hanna, who's a 7-foot-high jumper. He's incredibly athletic. He's returning. He started playing also as a freshman a little bit. Alec Grill, my son, he's a senior, and he's been playing for 2 years also, and this is his third year. He's coming back for this season. Charles Sharp is another senior that we have. And he started last year quite a bit, most of the season. We have another senior we bring off the bench in Mason Teague. And we have a couple guys coming off that are juniors, Ty Willits. He came on real strong at the end of last year and twisted an ankle and then set him back about 2.5 weeks. So he was a guy that was in our game at the end of the season, but he just wasn't full strength quite yet. So that was a part that hurt us then. And then we have some younger, we have some sophomores that are trying to get in the mix and play a little bit. But, yeah, we have a good group of guys coming back. We're pretty strong. with that leadership and with those guys and our seniors and guys that have been playing for quite a few years. So that helps early on quite a bit. And then we're just trying to develop some of our younger guys and add to our depth.
Well, we really appreciate you coming on. Unless Jason has any more questions about your managers, I think we're good to go, Coach.
I got a question for you. Sure. You've spent most of your life in Kansas, except for 1 year you spent at Marist in Poughkeepsie, New York. I'm just curious what that experience was like for you as a Kansan, and what keeps you here? Obviously, your family, but when you started thinking about becoming a coach, why was kind of Kansas the right spot?
Well, first of all, the experience I had going to New York was really good, but it was a long ways from home, and I think Kansas has kept me. Like staying here in Kansas is around my family is what's been really important, and my wife's family, and we're all pretty close. All our family lives in Garden Plain, and so being close to family is awesome. We get to spend a lot of time together with birthday parties and holidays, and that's pretty much why I've always wanted to stick around and be a part of this community, this area. New York was different, but in the end, it was just about going to school and playing basketball. It's just, again, like I said, it's a long ways from home. You just can't get in the car and visit mom and dad. So it was kind of nice. It was nice to experience that for 1 year, but it was really nice to be closer to family.
How much did they talk about Rick Smits at Marist?
Well, quite a bit. So that was my junior year, and we broke the win record at that time that he had before that. So we set a school record there, and we were really close. We actually, our conference was really, really good that year, and we had four teams playing the postseason. It's kind of rare for a conference that small, but it was pretty good that year.
Love it.
All right, Chris, we appreciate your time. Good luck the rest of the way. Certainly good luck tomorrow against May South. We'll catch up with you after the new year.
All right. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right, Chris Grill, the head boys coach at Mays High School. We'll take a break.
Dude and I were talking about going to that game tomorrow.
Good. Have fun. Couldn't care less.
Weren't we, Duda?
We were? Yeah, we were.
Well, have fun out there.
I was thinking of probably going anyway, so we'll see.
Well, Jeff might tag along, it sounds like. Sounds like he invited himself in, but whatever.
If need be, he can show up. We'll see how it goes.
He won't go to that game.
Well, I know, that's why I said if he wants to, go ahead, because I know he's not going to show up.
No, I kind of will.
You won't.
No, I won't, but I might.
He won't.
He won't.
We all know he won't.
There's no way you will.
Not a chance.
No chance, but maybe.
Back in my youth, that would have been a good game to go to, but I just...
Well, you know what? Mays South wasn't around in your youth, sir.
You know where Mays South is, though, as the bird flies.
As the crow flies.
It's pretty close.
Not as the bird flies.
Pretty close. Where we are right now.
Wouldn't take you long to get there.
I drive by Mays South quite often. Now, Mays is a little farther away.
Yeah,
but... As I know from going to that...
About 2 minutes.
Soccer game.
How were those Andover away. Central Goddard Eisenhower games of your youth? Were they pretty good?
What do you mean?
You talking about school? You're an idiot. God.
What do you mean?
Do I have to explain everything to you?
What does he mean?
I don't know what he means.
Those schools did not exist, much like Mays South did not exist. Oh, I would have watched that game. No, you wouldn't if they didn't exist. Next.
Good.
I'm talking about if I was young now, I would go to that game.
That's not what he said, sir.
It's certainly what was implied.
Was it, dudes?
I thought it was.
No.
Well,
he said in my youth.
By the way, that Derby McPherson game the other night lived up to the billing.
The girls game
Derby
did
won,
not.
No, I don't know what's happened to McPherson girls. Chris Strathman left, but...
But their coach is Clint Kinnaman.
Right. But they must not have as good of players.
I don't know.
And listen, Derby's good. But the Derby boys won by one over McPherson.
They beat Andover by two and McPherson by one.
The 26-game winning streak for McPherson.
26?
26 games. Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. 1 hour to go on a Thursday edition of the Bob and Jeff Show. Don't forget the IHOP hotline, 869-1240, IHOP, the breakfast partner of Xbox. And their decadent French toast is available to you around the clock at IHOP. Back in a minute. Station.
Are you ready? You want the noise brought on you? Because here it comes.
What?
The noise brought on you? Because here it comes.
This is my job.
Showtime. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Ready.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
This show would collapse if I wasn't on.
Here's a kite, everybody. Goofball.
Jeff Lutz.
It's not my job to engage in the show. I am the show.
Are you listening?
Speaking of heroes, here's mine.
Jason Duda. For today, anyway.
It's interesting.
You're right.
Roller coaster ride of Bob and Jeff continues.
No duh, right?
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
You know, if this show was an airplane, it would have been grounded.
Here it is, the Jive Talk portion of our show, Bob and Jeff, KFH Radio. 869-1240, the IHOP hotline. Give us a call. We'll visit with you. Dude is here today. He's got somebody out there talking in positive terms about him. They don't have to talk to him during the break.
Who?
Oh, that guy you cited in the...
That guy, yeah. I think
Brad? There's a couple guys, I think. Wasn't there? There's got to be more than one.
You know, the masses relate to Duda. There's no question about it.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah, I guess. He's kind of an everyman type.
He is the everyman, everyman.
There you go. Finally figuring it out, boys. Good job.
But that's not what you want to be, is it?
Why not? It's me. Here you go.
Why wouldn't you want to be?
I don't want to be every man. I just want to be me.
I am me.
But every man can relate to him.
That's something.
Are you mad? Are you upset?
No. Not every man can relate to me.
No.
There's a lot of manhood here.
Hard to relate to either one of you two.
I didn't say that.
I did.
Okay.
Well, I said that.
Why are we hard to relate to?
Because you're grumpy. Look how grumpy you are half the time.
Me?
I'm not grumpy.
I was talking to him.
I have very low tolerance for foolishness.
Talking to him. For foolishness?
Yeah.
Then why are we on this show?
Yeah, why are we doing this show?
You know what I mean. Real foolishness. When it's fabricated foolishness.
No, you don't like anything. Anything foolish.
Explain yourself.
You don't like foolishness. Not fabricated,
well,
real.
How come I do the show?
That's why you get annoyed a lot, don't you?
No, foolishness.
Oh, I'll find some way to be foolish.
You don't have to look too hard.
Last 52 minutes of this show.
You don't have to look too hard.
No, I'll find. I'll find something.
You suggested watching the Jamie Foxx special.
Yeah.
On Netflix. We watched it last night. And I was just taken aback by the sincerity of his story about his recent stroke. Well, pretty recent. It happened
last year.
Early last year, right?
Yeah.
And then all the stuff that was happening during that period of time. And then I was reminded again, thankfully, of that man's enormous talent level.
Extremely talented.
Who's that funny? That capable of telling stories and that good of a voice.
And the impressions.
Who even compares to him?
There, I don't think there's anybody out there. And you don't forget the impressions.
The impressions were amazing.
I don't know how much you've heard Cat Williams, but his Cat Williams impression is maybe the best impression anyone's ever done.
Well, I know Cat Williams.
Yeah, but do you know Cat Williams?
No, I don't. I wouldn't say I know Cat Williams.
Well, his impression was perfect. And you should maybe get to know Cat Williams. He's an interesting guy.
Well, maybe I will. You got anything?
I don't know who Cat Williams is, so no, I got nothing.
You don't know who Cat Williams is?
What did I just say, Jeff?
See how Jeff wants to rub it in.
I'm flabbergasted.
Yeah, but it doesn't bother me.
Bother me because you're every man.
If I don't know,
every
I have
man's
no problem.
Sitting at home right
Why
now.
Why are you so quick to talk about how nothing bothers you? That seems like a guy who a lot bothers you. Oh, no, it doesn't bother me. Like, that's your first thing out. Like, that seems like a guy who's bothered.
It doesn't bother me.
What bothers you?
It doesn't bother me if I don't know something and to say that I don't know.
It doesn't bother
you. You're getting a little worked up about it for a guy who's not bothered.
I'm worked up. Look, listen to you two guys.
No, you're worked up.
Your voices are raised and you're just... Pew, 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 pew,
and there
stop.
You and there you lash out like a bothered person. I think you're bothered. Just admit it.
Every man out there is bothered right now. This is why they relate to you.
You're an idiot.
Did you hear him, Wilma? He's not bothered.
Wilma?
Yeah, Wilma. Ted Woodward's rolling right now.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Woodsy's loving it right now.
Woodsy?
Yeah.
Anyway... I thought it was very good.
Sounds like I've been giving you some good recs lately.
What else?
Well, I heard your little Gangnam review.
Yeah, we were downtown. I told Duda.
Yeah, he said it was good.
It's great.
Let's try. It's really, really good. It's not better. It's tied.
He told him it was tied for first.
It's tied for first.
Doesn't the fact that you can get the chicken fried rice. I guess at Kobe, you can put chicken. You can order chicken and mix it around. But the fried rice is just fried rice. It's not chicken fried rice. Doesn't the fact that
it helps
comes with the chicken?
That helps. They also put some vegetables in their rice. How do you say it?
Gangnam.
I doubt that's how they
it
say
is,
it.
But don't worry about it.
I know. I doubt that it is.
It is, but it's fine.
I wouldn't think so.
It doesn't sound right.
Here's Gangnam. You.
Not really.
Gangnam? That's you.
Gangnam.
Yeah, there's no culture whatsoever.
That's not how they say it.
Have you never heard of the song Gangnam Style?
Sing a little bit of it.
No, I'm not going to.
No, no,
do, 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 do.
Oh, God.
Well, you asked for it. You know better
than
that.
There are no words to Gangnam Style.
I don't think that's how it's said.
I don't care what you think. That has no bearing on the truth.
The rice there is really good.
Oh, it's excellent.
I'll say that. And
I got the beef with it too, the beef and chicken. But
I saw today that Nate Bargatze has a special coming out on Netflix on Christmas Eve, and I love that guy, friend of the show. May I add,
he was on the show. That's crazy. That was right before
he hadn't quite.
It was right before though. It was very close to when that was all happening for him.
Well, maybe we'll get him again. He's coming to Wichita next fall.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, it's probably already sold out. What does he need us for? But you never know.
He's the hot guy right now.
He signed at least two Netflix specials. Might be three, but there's at least two he signed on for.
And here's what would irritate me about him. It feels like, and that this is certainly not the way it is, I'm sure, but it feels like that it comes really easy for him. Like, okay, I got this concept, this idea. Here's something, and it's going to be funny as hell. And here's my next thing, and it's gonna be funny. And I never miss. And that's just how it appears.
It takes a long time to get to that point, though. He was a hustler long before he became the biggest comedian in the world.
I get that. Most people, it does take a while, but... My point being now, and I'm not even saying this is factual, okay? I know it's really hard work, but he makes it look easy.
That's when you know they're really good.
Well, it's not just
that.
Really hard work.
Did you hear Duda's point?
That's when you know they're really good.
He's not bothered by it.
He made a good... No, don't... Why would you attack him now?
Well, because you know he's losing this battle with
me
today.
What battle are we having?
He made a good point, whereas you're over there stumbling around.
Point?
What'd you say again?
I don't remember. I've had a lot of concussions.
Something about he's good. Okay, great point, Jason.
No, he said that's how you know he's good, when it looks easy.
Hmm. Good job.
It was.
Thought it was a good point. It's not a point we wouldn't have made, but it's...
Kind of an every man point.
It's a point.
Every man should know that.
Yeah, I mean, that comes right out of the everyman playbook.
Right there. It's on a platter for you, boys.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So anyway, I happen to... Jamie Foxx was fantastic. Do you like him?
I like Jamie Foxx, yeah. I didn't see it, though. I haven't...
Well, get on that tonight.
Still out there for
yes,
you.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you know, what else? What do you got going on tonight?
I'll watch a football game and go to sleep.
Who's playing tonight?
Rams and 49ers.
Yeah, that's a... I suppose that's a game worth checking in on.
I can't wait to not watch that. We're going to go with the floor and Matlock tonight.
I don't know if I want to watch the Rams. The 49ers are...
Nakua does well. I've got him. I mean, I'm in the playoffs too.
Oh, you guys are in the playoffs. Those
playoffs.
Yeah, my guys. I'm resting them this week.
That's great. I scored more points than you.
I beat you.
Really? Because I rested all my guys. That's
I'm
fine.
Going to win this thing. Okay. What do you want to bet?
Funny.
What do you want to bet?
I think I got a shot.
What do you want?
No, my team's the best team.
Well, I don't agree. I've beaten you twice.
You know, that was before we were the best.
And
team.
I beat both of you.
We've won like six in a row. We're just crushing people. Second in points, probably pretty close to first at this point. It's over for everybody, but we appreciate everybody playing.
Why are
playing.
There no good college basketball games on? I mean, my goodness.
They don't want to go up against Thursday Night Football.
Right now, the best is Iowa State, Iowa. Did you happen to see any of that women's game last night? Of course not.
I was sleeping by 8 o'clock
Jeff?
Last night.
Oh, yeah.
Who won?
What was it? Iowa won.
Wrong.
State. Got him.
What? What's he talking
Have
about?
Let me ask you this, every man.
Okay, what?
I want you to go into that mode. Have you ever heard of a guy that does a daily radio sports talk show that watches less sports than Jeff Lutz?
No.
Really?
I don't think so.
I don't think that's
fair. I don't think it's possible.
I don't think that's fair.
Why? Because it's true?
It's not fair. Because who
cares?
Is
it true?
In Wichita, what I have to say about the Iowa-Iowa State women's game.
Not that you have to say anything about it. But, I mean, tonight you won't watch. And I kind of get it. I'm not really invested in this game tonight.
I enjoy sitting out in the living room with my wife and with the Christmas tree lights ablaze or whatever the word is. Probably not ablaze, but a glow. We sit and watch our shows. We hang out. We have a little dinner. And she doesn't want football on. So I'm going to watch something we can agree on, and we're going to have a good time, and we're going to talk about it.
What's the most recent show you talked about?
Like our shows, what did we watch Monday? We watched Jamie Foxx. We talked about that a little bit.
I can't imagine you watching a show and then
trying to have a conversation.
Shannon, what do you think about?
I don't see it.
Yeah, you don't talk to anybody.
I don't see it.
Talk all the time.
I don't believe that.
And no offense to our sports maniacs out there who, Jeff, he's not even going to watch the football tonight. Yeah, sorry.
Well, why do you come on this show?
Because it's an entertainer.
It's all right. No, you see, you're wrong.
You're so wrong.
You've tried
right
to
now.
Convince yourself about that.
Oh, I'm entertaining.
You've tried to convince yourself that, well, I don't ever watch sports, but I can go on this show with my dad who does watch sports.
I'm a personality.
And I can.
I don't have much going on. I'm not entertaining. I have no personality. I better watch Creighton and Duquesne tonight. So I'll at least have that.
Who's Duquesne?
Exactly. Meanwhile, doesn't matter.
Your defense mechanisms are so obvious.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, so I really don't care about sports.
Doesn't.
But I'm on a sports show.
Matter.
What am I going to do? Well, I'll be entertaining. I'll just be here. I'll be irreverent. I'll get Ron Baker to text.
That's Ron Baker.
I'll have this guy talk about Duda.
Where is Ron Baker? He hasn't been around for a while. He's probably just like Jeff's got it. That's probably what he's
doing.
Where
did this high opinion of yourself come from?
What do you mean?
Because I certainly didn't enhance it.
Certainly didn't
develop it. It wasn't my job to give you self-esteem.
No, it was not fostered by you in any way. I've come by this naturally.
This is natural.
Yeah, this is just me, baby.
Those people who used to come to me and say, why don't you build Jeff up? Why don't you build him up? Why don't you say,
Why don't you build
I
me up?
I shut that stuff down immediately.
You know what
he
happens?
He seems to be doing okay with it right now.
Either way, he's not bothered by it.
I'm really not.
Why would he care about your
I'm
really
saying,
not.
Either way, it doesn't matter.
Not bothered by it whatsoever.
You know what he's never thought about?
Me.
What? I wonder if Jeff's feeling okay today.
Have you ever, like, once
wondered what you were doing?
Yeah, just thought about me for a second.
I wonder if he's doing okay, man.
A couple times there when he had some things going on.
I appreciate that.
Well, there you go. Thank you. What about me?
Say no.
I don't think so yet.
Really? I've had some things going on.
Oh, yeah, that one time.
One time?
Yeah, that one time.
Yeah, that's somewhat hurtful.
You should be on the show tomorrow.
All right, we'll take a break. We've got picks to make. Why? You don't like doing the show with just me?
No, I like it, but it's easier to blow off steam in a more lighthearted way when dude is here.
If I can get here, I'll show up.
All right.
No.
What?
No.
Oh, so no, see, he Duda, doesn't say he on. Says no. Well, I told you, I got a couple things going on. If I could get done in time.
We'll see what they are. Of course,
no
you wouldn't
problem.
Tell us what
and if you
got.
I did tell you what it was off the air.
You did?
Oh, my goodness gracious.
And if you don't, we won't be bothered by it.
That is terrible, Robert.
You did tell us. Thank you.
Exactly.
All right, time for a break. Picks coming up next. Max and the big fella. The big fella will not join us. He sent his picks in. He had an appointment today, so he will not join us on the air. Stay with us. Bob and Jeff, Jason Duda, back in a minute.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. Flavors, art, neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported in 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary, and with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do, without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts.
They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say it for the last time.
It's not going to be the last time, I promise you.
You have regressed as a singer.
No, I haven't.
At a frightening pace.
Gotten a lot better.
You sound...
My eyes are watering.
You couldn't sound...
I don't know the words. How am I supposed to sing it?
Probably shouldn't sing it then.
You honestly...
Do it again.
You honestly could not sound worse.
Turn it round and round, you go back.
The problem with you is that you think you're a good singer.
I don't...
It's awful.
Name the note I missed. Name the note I missed.
G-sharp.
Right there.
Look at Misty. She was in a sound sleep.
Oh, she's happy.
Now her ears are all pricked up. She's wondering who's squealing out back.
A lot of jealous people in the world, Duda.
Poor dog.
Just awful.
A lot of jealous people.
Max, let's get into the picks. I may need some help. I'm having trouble finding the email that I need for the picks. But I'll get there. I just know I will.
Here it is. We'll certainly wait.
All right, let's go. The bonus game right out of the chute, Army-Navy. Duda said he never watches it, couldn't care less.
I didn't say that. I said, how much of Army and Navy have you watched this year?
Couldn't care less.
You know how much I've watched?
None.
Yeah, proud of it.
Well, I just watch it for the spectacle. It's Army and Navy.
She watched
it.
I watched the game.
It's one of our great sports traditions.
He's talking about leading up to the game.
Leading up to this game, how much Army and Navy have you watched?
Quite a bit, actually.
Oh, you're full of...
See, this guy.
That's just not even right.
I've watched Army.
I've watched a little bit of Army, but maybe like a half of a football game.
Are we going to pick? What are we doing?
We're going over some
Navy,
things right now.
Navy, and Army. Army a 6.5-point favorite. This is the bonus game. You never know what's going to happen in this
one. Are they
playing
that game this year?
I'm picking Army 4-8. Jeff.
This is easy. It's a gift. Army for 10. I mean, let's be real.
Navy's not bad.
Army's much, much better.
Duda.
Army for 10.
You don't have a clue.
I know.
Max.
What have I just been saying the whole time?
Clueless. Max.
Apparently we've all been Army training, sir. I'll take Army for 6. Ted told me to. I asked Ted the sports head.
Only 6?
Ted, yeah. Ted needs to stay in his lane. We love Ted.
He's a Notre Dame guy. This is his lane.
Doesn't have a clue, though. Finally, we've got the big fella, Anthony, who screwed up the picks. We're going to make it work for him. Army for 5. Next, now we go into the bowl games. Memphis and West Virginia are playing in the Frisco Bowl. Memphis, a 2.5-point favorite, as they continue their attempt to escape the American Athletic Conference. Jeff.
These picks brought to you by FanDuel, America's number one sports book. West, shut
10 hours a week with this guy.
Your mouth. What did I do?
I love it. Jeff's so fired up today. I love it. I even got another promo.
Start over.
Three promos start yesterday,
over. Get
one
that
today.
Promo in.
These picks.
There's so many. Gambling problem, getting help is your best bet. Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com. West Virginia fired their coach. Looks like Rich Rod's going to go back there after 20 years. But they don't have a coach now, so Memphis for 3.
Duda.
Wow, the Frisco Bowl is one of my favorite bowls.
What's your favorite Frisco Bowl?
Come on, let's go.
My Frisco
Guys,
Bowl.
I love you.
09? It's a great drink, old Frisco.
Close.
Oh, that's Fresca. I know I was getting there. Memphis for one.
Max.
Can you put Frisco in a bowl, Jeff? Because you only like bowls that you can put stuff
there
in.
There are no... You can maybe put a Frito in a bowl. If it was the Fritos bowl...
Hey guys, I do have time here. Let's
Frisco,
go.
Bowl, no.
Memphis for one. I'm with Duda.
The big fella, Anthony, picks... Memphis for two. I think Memphis will handle this one. Memphis for four. Cal and UNLV, they are playing next Wednesday. We got to wait a while on this one.
Oh, man.
They're in the LA Bowl.
That's going to kill me.
Cal giving 2.5. I'll leave the show. Well, seriously.
Okay.
We got lots of time.
I just told you I don't like foolishness.
I know. I told you I'd get you, didn't I?
Let's get to this. Duda, we start with you.
Cal for two.
Anthony has UNLV for three. I skipped you over, Max. What about you?
Band's going to be on the field. Cal for eight.
Eight?
What?
Nice.
I'd use my eight somewhere.
Good. What a strange game to use your eight. UNLV has a new coach coming in as well. That's why these bowl games are so ridiculous. Cal for two. Jeff.
Well, if I don't spontaneously combust by having to wait so long to watch this game, which I obviously am going to.
Boy, what an entertainer you are. That's so entertaining.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Jeff's on fire.
Cal for one.
And we got dumbass Max back there. Jeff's on fire. Max wouldn't know if...
Oh, come on now.
Let's get to the NFL.
He's so good at producing.
All right. Miami-Houston. We had to pick some games we might otherwise not pick just to get to our nine. Max, you start this one. Houston, a 3.5-point favorite.
Yeah, I like Houston at home. I don't trust Miami. So I'll take Houston for three.
Houston for three. Let's see what Anthony has. He has Houston for four. Miami's one of those strange teams. I can't get a great read. I'm going to pick Houston for three. Jeff?
The hook scares me in this one a little bit, but not enough to go the other way, but not enough to have a lot of confidence either. Houston for two.
And Duda.
Well, and this is why you guys are trailing, and I'm winning, because you have no idea what you're doing. Tua's playing better. Miami's playing better. Houston's been struggling a little bit. This is almost a gift. Not quite a gift, but it's almost a gift, Jeff. You getting a hook on the three?
Get the hook!
Miami for five.
God. You had one good week in the last month and a half.
What are you talking about? I've been leading this thing
now
from
you
start
feel
to
like,
finish.
Now you feel like you're back.
Start to
he
finish.
Won Brad $60.
Yeah, Brad. Hey, every man, Brad, go with it.
He might
Tampa
steal
Bay,
that pick, too.
Tampa Bay and L.A. to face the Chargers. Chargers a 3.5-point favorite. Anthony with the first pick here. He's picking the Chargers for one. This is a difficult game. They're all difficult games. I like the Chargers at home for five. Jeff.
This is where the hook comes in for me. Too much feels like a three-point game here. I'm going to go Tampa for six.
Duda?
Well, that's why he's in second place. He can figure it out.
Thank
Chargers
you.
Can't run the ball, Tampa can stop the run. So they're going to have to throw it. Ladd McConkey's probably not playing again. Thank you very much for three in the hook. Tampa for seven.
Goodness.
Idiot. Max.
I love it.
I think the Chargers can pass on the Bucks. So I'll take the Chargers for six.
Oh, God. What a bad pick I just made.
That's why I'm in second, sir.
Green Bay in Seattle to face the Seahawks. Always a tough place to play. Green Bay, a favorite, though, on the road by 2.5. This is a game Anthony did not remember to pick. And he did. I'm going to give it 5 points. Which team do you think Anthony would have picked?
Just ask him later.
Huh?
Just ask him later.
I don't have time to ask people later.
Great.
You know what? You know what my life is?
Give him Green Bay.
Thank you. Green Bay for five.
No. We can't just assign a pick to somebody.
He was worried about time, and then we're going over this, so I just gave a name.
Right. Thank you.
You're cheating.
I'm going to go Green Bay in this game. I like them. I like Green Bay for six. Jeff.
This is why you're falling behind. Seattle playing much better, playing at home, division still hanging in the balance for them. It's the Seahawks for five.
Duda.
It's kind of scary that I'm agreeing with Jeff on some of these picks.
Good.
I got Seattle for three.
Good. Yeah, this is where I make my move. Max.
Seattle as the 12th man. Geno Smith's playing out of his mind. I don't see how the Pack can be favored and go in there and win. I'm taking Seattle for seven.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. Boy, what a game this is. In Philly, they're favored by 5.5. That's a lot of points. We start this one with Jeff.
Simply put, it is a lot of points. Some would call it too many points. Some of those people would be me. And Pittsburgh for 8.
Wow. Duda. You with him again?
A lot of grumbling going on in Philly. A.J. Brown's upset. He wants the ball more, but Hurts can't throw the ball. But they're going to force feed A.J. Brown because he's all got his panties in a knot. Going to be a problem.
Pittsburgh. He probably wears regular underwear.
Pittsburgh for 4.
You and Jeff are just locked set.
Symbiotic. Number one and two.
You and your little buddy.
Number one and number two.
Max.
In the battle for Pennsylvania, I don't care if A.J. Brown's all upset. All the receivers are divas. I'm taking the Eagles for 5 at home.
The big fella takes Pittsburgh for 6. He's with you guys. I think this kind of discord feeds Philadelphia.
No. We saw it last year. They fell apart.
I think they will.
Rumbled.
They will love it. Philadelphia.
They don't have the coach or the personnel to be able to deal with this.
Philadelphia for 1. Buffalo and Detroit. This one in Detroit. The Lions, a 2.5-point favorite. Buffalo fought like the Dickens in L.A. last week, only to fall a little short, thanks to their coach, in my opinion. At least he didn't help them. We start with Duda. 2.5 points the Bills are getting on the road.
They get Detroit for less than a field goal at home. Easy. Detroit for 6.
Max.
Dude is going to lose points on that one. Josh Allen will waltz in there and get them easy. Bills for 4.
There's your problem, is the only guy they have.
Well, I don't know about that. They score.
It's their coach.
And he's the only one that did anything.
The coach constantly hurts him.
Campbell will take care of it. He's the only one. He accounted for all 6 touchdowns.
Did people catch the ball?
Who threw it to him?
Oh, boy.
Exactly.
Anthony, who are you picking?
Oh, my God, he's lost it. He has officially lost it.
Buffalo for 7. I think this is a tough game. Detroit's due to lose another one. I like Buffalo here for 8. I'm sorry, for 7. Jeff.
Buffalo fought like the Dickens. This week they meet their Mark Twain. Is that anything? Detroit what? For 7.
What?
What?
What'd you say?
Nothing.
No, seriously, say it.
About they fought like the Dickens for Mark Twain. I don't understand it. I think that's a book, maybe?
No, they're two authors. I don't know how you fight like the Dickens. What is the Dickens?
And finally, the Chiefs on the road to face Cleveland. Kansas City giving 3.5 points in this one. We'll start with Max.
Never have I seen such a fraudulent team in my life. Cleveland rocks for 2.
Your record against Kansas City has to be
almost perfect.
So abysmal.
Yeah, okay.
It's almost perfect.
Yeah, well, this year, maybe.
You know, you got to remember
they're 0-7 their last 7 games against the spread.
Anthony picking Cleveland for 8. Cleveland's. I love Jameis Winston, but he's going to throw 4 interceptions. They're a different team at home. I'll stay with Cleveland for how many points am I doing here? Cleveland for 8. Jeff.
You just talked about
I can't wait for Miles Garrett to
Cleveland
break a leg.
Are you serious?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I just said it. You Cleveland for it. 8.
Wow.
You didn't know how many points. Oh, my goodness.
Jeff.
Yeah, that's something right
Anthony,
there.
Anthony, who you got? The number is 3, of course, that Kansas City can't get above, and this is easy. Kansas City is not going to do it. Cleveland for 4.
And Duda.
Cleveland's a tough place to play. I think Cleveland might even actually win this game.
I think they might too, actually.
Cleveland for 8.
I'll bet you anything they don't win it.
You got 8 on Cleveland. What are you talking about?
Well, yeah, make that bet.
I'll bet anything.
Then why do you have 8 on Cleveland?
Because I like them.
Not enough to win, though.
All right, have we? Are we done?
Yeah.
Are we?
All right, you guys, we'll see you tomorrow.
See you guys.
We're not doing 3-man tomorrow.
We're not?
No.
You can't handle it.
You use that as an excuse to just rip into me.
I do that normally.
The 3-man is your, I got Duda here now.
Exactly.
I'm just going to go for it.
The 3-man's the best.
I don't know, Bob.
Everybody loves a 3-man.
With this old man. Matt, shut up.
Everybody loves a 3-man.
It's ratings gold right here. Ratings gold.
It's just yeah, at the
money.
Expense of me.
It happens.
You just see it that way. That's just too bad. That's not how it is.
No, not at all.
Shut up, Duda.
What?
Go get
it's
with
not
Brad
how it
and,
is.
And go have a beer.
That's not a bad idea, actually.
I'll give you his number.
We used to have, never mind. I was going to go somewhere and I probably shouldn't. Okay, go ahead.
Why not?
Not the right time and place.
Okay.
Good for some restraint, finally.
Thanks.
Remember that the rest of your life.
What happened?
Bill Belichick is now the head football coach at North Carolina. I wish the best for the guy. I hope it turns out to be everything he dreams it will be. I have great apprehension about whether it will. I don't think he'll like this college game. But who am I?
What do you mean he won't like this college game?
This NIL and transfer portal and recruiting. And,
well, what about trades? And
he doesn't like.
Draft.
Yeah, he doesn't like the NFL, obviously. Thinks it's too political, whatever that means. College football going to be less political?
No.
I don't know. Listen, Bill, you do what you think is going to make you happy. But allow me to have reservations about it.
Have reservations. It's North Carolina. If it doesn't go well, what'd they lose? You have to take a chance like that if you're a team like
North
Carolina.
I'm not blaming North Carolina. Did I ever say anything about whether I thought North Carolina was wrong?
No, but you said you have apprehension.
For Bill Belichick.
Right. What's the apprehension about that? It won't go well, a.k.a. they'll
for
lose
him.
Or whatever. And they have not lost anything.
He's got to have...
He could lose a lot.
What?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to lose a lot by going. Because he's not
well,
a
what are we going to say
coach?
About Bill Belichick if this goes really bad?
Shouldn't have done it.
He went and tried it. It wasn't his thing. Everybody knew it probably wasn't going to work out. Who cares? He's got 6
And that's
Super
too bad
Bowl
we'll
rings.
Have to even mention it.
And it'll be
arguably the most successful coach in NFL.
But that's different than if he goes to the Falcons last year and goes 7-10. I mean, there's no difference.
Well, look at the Patriots the last couple of years he was there. They were terrible.
Exactly.
So it'll be a blip on the radar. It won't be nothing. And then if he goes and actually does something with it, there you have it.
Mm.
I think it's a no-lose situation.
Lose, win-win, no-lose, I agree. Not win-win,
no-lose. You and little Jason go out after the show.
Well, we might. We may.
I do. I agree.
Depends on what he's got going on.
We're not going to go tonight. We're not going to do anything tonight.
I hope
tonight,
you do go to the Maize,
we might go to the Maize,
we might go to the Maize,
Maize
South.
I hope you do. You know what? Go to Tony Dusing and pitch a show.
What,
the Jeff and Jason show.
From?
Wow.
Pitch a show.
You trying to distance yourself from us?
What's wrong? What happened?
No, nothing's wrong.
I don't want a show.
Pitch a show.
I'm a reliever.
Do you want to do a show with me?
I'm a reliever.
Yeah.
I'm a good reliever. I'm fine with that.
Jeff,
like
pitch the show.
As an everyman's man, I'm good with where I'm at.
Okay.
Go to Deucing.
go to deucing.
Well, how can he go if I'm not interested in doing a show every day?
Oh, they could make it worth your while.
Well, if they did that, then we'd have to think about it.
Sure you would.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Let's see what happens.
If you're making Bob Lutz money doing it. Then...
different. I mean, I could retire after a week.
Well, get back to me when you know more.
All right, we'll keep you posted.
Because I got all kinds of other hosts in mind for this show.
You do?
You're sure I do.
Name a couple.
I'm not naming them to you.
Nah, why not?
You'd be replaced.
By?
I'll let you know when it happens.
Well, let's pretend like it's happening now.
I'm not showing my hand.
Play it.
My ultimate dream is for the two of you to get a show.
I know there's a lot of pocket fours in this community, and if that's your hand, best of luck.
Well, if he flops one, he's in good shape.
That's true.
Well, just think of some of the people that...
The show would definitely be a flop. Like, I know that.
Really?
Yeah.
It'd be a flop.
Without me? Here's Bob.
Do you know how many years I did radio without you?
Hey, Ted, did you watch Tennessee and North Dakota State last night? Well, sure, Bob. What'd you think of that XY scheme they ran? Yeah, great show.
Keep going.
That's it. That's your show. Why don't you pitch that? Hey, Tony, we're going to talk a lot of obscure sports that nobody cares about.
Here's what would happen if I went to Tony Deucing and said, I want to do a show without Jeff. Here's what would happen. When do you want to start? That would be the reply from Tony.
Have at it. We'll put you on at 3 a.m.
I'm going to, there's going to be some things happen in 2025.
You think so?
Yeah.
Like what?
Well, lots of things always happen.
Things happen every day.
You're going to be surprised.
I am?
Yeah.
Play the hand. Let's hear it.
No, I don't want to play the hand.
I love it.
That way I won't be surprised if he tells me now.
I got things in the works.
Like what?
You'll find out.
Okay.
What's happening here?
He's falling apart.
I'm falling apart.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Was Max just talking?
I don't know.
I'm not ready for the music, Max. Not today.
All right, let's go. Let's go with that.
Turn it off. Nobody cares about Zach Gelb. Screw Zach Gelb.
Why? Zach
I'm
Gelb
here.
Talks sports. Everybody loves him.
Well, he is good about that.
Yeah, he's fantastic. It's what we need.
I guess we're done. Zach Gelb is next.
Is he part of your plan in 25?
You never know. We'll see you tomorrow.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Whoa, okay, this one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh, the T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery
With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.